Well, I want to thank you all for joining us today, and I want to especially welcome Tom Vilsack, our U.S. Secretary of Agriculture, and of course, the former governor of Iowa. He's pretty familiar with this room and with the State House Press Corps. So, and we're here today to stand together to clear up some misinformation that's been circulated in the media about lean, finely textured beef produced by BPI. As you know, earlier this week, BPI made the difficult decision to suspend operations at three of its four plants that make this product. I've actually already received a heartfelt letter from one of the employees up there in the Waterloo area saying how tragic this is for him and his family, and I'm sure we'll be hearing from many others. In Iowa, the Waterloo plant that was closed impacts 200 jobs, and it also impacts plants in Texas and Kansas. During a time when we're all working hard as a nation to create new jobs, watching these facilities shut down is even harder to take, since we know that it is simply unfounded. For over 30 years, BPI has been using lean, finely textured beef to lower the fat content in ground beef. We have the goal to be the healthiest state in the nation. We want people to use leaner beef. And for over 30 years, people like me have been eating this along with my family. It's 100% beef, and it's a good quality product, and it's lower in cost, and besides that, it's safer because it kills E. coli. We cannot stand by and watch a company close its doors because people do not know the facts about BPI and the lean beef. However, I believe that the national media have permeated this discussion with a poisonous tone that is detrimental to our beef industry and that will hurt jobs and hurt the cattle producers in the state of Iowa. I do not believe the workers in the plants from Waterloo to Kansas to Texas should wonder if they'll have a job because of this misleading headline. The time for bad-mouthing and distortions is over. The time for the truth to prevail and combat this ugly situation that we currently find ourselves in is here. I'm pleased that Secretary Vilsack has taken the time to join me today and help make it clear USDA's position. It is because BPI's 100% beef product consistently achieves high levels of safety that USDA allowed it into the National School Lunch Program in the first place, and why it continues to support this product. I'm very pleased and very happy to introduce Tom Vilsack.
Thank you, Governor. Let me reiterate without any equivocation something that we have said literally, Governor, hundreds of times. Hundreds of times in print media, hundreds of times in broadcast media, and in radio. This product is safe. There's no question about it. We have said that repeatedly. We will continue to say it. Secondly, as the governor indicated, this product is also a leaner beef product. It's one of the reasons why we have made it a staple of the school lunch program, because we are, as the governor is concerned, about obesity levels. This is an opportunity for us to make sure that youngsters are receiving a product that is lean and contains less fat. Historically, this has also been a product that has been less expensive than other products. And for that reason, it's been part of this lunch program. Now, we have two responsibilities at USDA. The first responsibility is to ensure the safety of food. I can guarantee you that if we felt that this was unsafe, we'd allow it to market it, and we wouldn't make it part of our school lunch program. The second responsibility we have is to listen to our customers, the school district of the United States, and we actually did receive hundreds of concerns expressed by it contains less fat, and has historically been less expensive. And if people understand the facts, then obviously they'll make the right set of choices for the school district and for the families, for the children. I would also say that I would hope that as CEOs of grocery chains are looking at this issue, that they also focus on the facts and understand and appreciate the facts as they make decisions for their individual stores. So, Governor, I appreciate the opportunity to be here and to reiterate what we have been saying consistently throughout this process.
Secretary Vilsack, thank you very much. And I think you probably have already heard that I did talk to Randy Ettinger from Hy-Vee yesterday. I think they met this morning, and they have changed their position on this. I think recognizing that, and so I want to express my appreciation to Hy-Vee, which is a great grocery chain headquartered here in Iowa, that they have are going to continue to make this product available to their customers. And we're going to appeal. I'm going to be together with a number of other governors tomorrow. We're going to go through the plant. We're going to show how this in this beef processing plant, how this product is made and why we feel it's safe. We're going to consume some of it. And we're going to do all we can to try to set the record straight. We also are going to try to appeal to the other supermarket chains around the country that this information, they need to make decisions based on facts. This reminds me, the reason why Iowa's economy is stronger than a lot of other states is because of the strength of agriculture. And this is something that will definitely hurt all of agriculture, because corn and soybeans also go into what the cattle eat. So it has a ripple effect. With that, we'd be glad to respond to your questions.
Mr. Secretary, might this also cause a beef shortage, because it appears that cattle supplies are at such low levels?
You know, I'm hopeful that that's not the case, Kay. We obviously want to keep an eye on this. We're going to aggressively continue to do what we have done, which is to promote this industry. The governor just indicated how important it is to Iowa. It's important to the entire country. It's also important to our strategy on exports. Governor advised me that Lieutenant Governor Reynolds has just come back from China, and I suspect that she's there suggesting the need for continued ag exports to China, which we certainly support. And that's also a job creator. So anything we can do to create a robust and healthy ag economy, we are obviously engaged in. And as the governor pointed out, the ag economy is one of the bright spots of the economy today, not just in this state, but across the country. Responding to the concerns of our customers, the school districts. We actually did receive hundreds of requests by some to discontinue completely this product. We were not going to do that. The reason we weren't going to do it was because it's safe, it contains less fat, and historically it's been less expensive. Having said that, our customers wanted a choice, and I don't think we're in the business of basically mandating that they not have a choice that they're requesting. So we're going to make sure that they have the choice. But our goal is that they make that choice and that decision based on the facts. And I think if they look at it, they will make the right set of choices for themselves and for their children based on the needs of their school district.
Yes, Ken?
Gentlemen, each time we've seen this, going back to Alar or yep. Mad Cow or, in this case, Pink Slime, it is not to me a media agenda, but someone else's agenda that came forward that is put forward to a broader audience. So where is this one coming from, those who oppose this product and wanted to put it in such a negative light?
Well, obviously that'd be speculation. We don't know exactly where it's coming from, but I think your suspicions are probably pretty accurate. There are groups that don't like meat consumption and would love to scare people away from consuming meat. And so we can suspect they might be behind it, but we feel our responsibility is to correct the smear campaign and the misinformation with honest facts and information. And that's why we're going to have people from Iowa State identify where this exactly is coming from.
Let me add to that. First of all, Courtney, Dr. Hagen is going to be with you on Thursday tomorrow.
Yeah.
Dr. Hagen is the Undersecretary of Food Safety. As importantly, she's an MD trained at Harvard, and she's going to attest to the safety of this product. And so that should be reassuring. She's also the mother of two small children, so that should also reassure folks. You know, the reality is that a very small percentage of America's population produces 85 to 90% of what we consume. It's less than 0.1%. And I think one of the lessons that we've been trying to work with the ag groups across the country is the need for us to continue to educate the other rest of the population that may be two, three, four, five generations removed from the farm. And that's why I was pleased that Commodity Groups decided to form the Farmer and Rancher Alliance, because that is a group that is dedicated to getting a message out, a positive message about agriculture, because there are a lot of misconceptions and misunderstandings, and just people just don't know. They just don't know. I will say that in this day and age of social media, that it is important to pay attention to the capacity of the social media to get messages out fairly quickly, and make sure that as messages get out, that you respond or that you provide adequate information, which is why we have said all along, and we have been saying for weeks, this product is safe.
Other questions? Yes, sir.
Hi-B has said that if you take it back, they'd like to see some kind of identification for this kind of beef to differentiate it, but BPI is made so they don't want to label their...
Well, actually, what I understand, they're gonna put a little sign there that's going to say that this is a healthy, low-fat product, which I think is a good thing. I think it's a positive marketing thing that Hy-Vee is going to do, at least from what I've heard. So I think that's not going to be harmful. I think that's going to be helpful. As I understand it, they have this in a special package that they sell, and it's in fact a good share of the ground beef that they sell includes this product. And one of the benefits of it, you know, I know when I go, and my wife does most of the shopping, I probably have to admit, when I go to the supermarket, we're looking for lean ground beef. And this is a product that helps make sure that we're able to get one that's very lean, you know, and 95% lean as opposed to 80% lean or something like that.
Well, and I think it's important to understand the philosophy of labeling in this country. Labels do one of two things. They either provide labeling, responsibility doesn't apply, and this really isn't about, other than what the governor's indicated about the fact it's less fat. That's the thing that you would want to essentially label consistent with the philosophy. If you get into other reasons for labeling, then you have a larger discussion in this country about precisely what we should label and why we should label. And trust me, that is a very complicated question.
Yes.
You were talking about social media before.
Right.
Apparently, this thing sort of ran off the rails social media-wise. Is there any sort of readjustment considering how to address things that are getting out of control within social media before it gets to this point?
Well, I think it says there's a lesson for all of us to learn. We got to move very swiftly when there's misinformation out there on the internet or social media. We have got to try to counter it with the facts as quickly as we can. USDA has been trying to do this, but you know, that's why I've now said I've enlisted my fellow governors to help on this. We're trying to get experts from the food industry and everywhere else we can. And the cattlemen, I just signed a proclamation for Beef Month in May. And I can tell you, this is important to the beef industry in this state, and they are concerned about this. And so, you know, we need to move as quickly as we can and marshal correct, accurate information. And I guess the other thing that bothers me about this, and I'll just say this, you saw the headline in the paper today, which I think is very irresponsible to put that, what I consider to be inaccurate, charged, negative, this industry that's so important to our state as well.
We confronted the same issue with H1N1.
Yes.
Which was commonly referred to as swine flu, and I will tell you, it took a lot of effort to get people to focus on the name, because it did do damage to the pork industry. So people do have to think about this, and they have to the industry, the company, the industry, government, the state and federal government have to be able to think about language. It is important, and I would agree with the governor that you've got to be very, very careful about the terms that you use.
You guys were matching my phone.
It's all by accident.